And Ollie, no doubt, very disappointed that that run has come to an end. There was little between the sides when you played Athlone earlier on in the season at Finn Park, and by the sounds of things, little between the sides again last night.
Yeah, Chris. Very similar to the fashion that we beat Athlone 8 weeks ago from a corner kick. They turned us over last night from a similar set piece. So, yeah, of course, they're disappointed. Not so much that the run that we were on had come to an end. The fact that really we didn't get something out of the game last night. But look, we ran our luck a little bit at home when we bet at Lone 1-0. So look, as I said before, we'll take our oil when things don't work out here in the other fashion.
So despite defeat, you know, it's been an absorbing, a difficult week. It's taken a lot out of the players with that cup match going to extra time and penalties. Can you take positives from last night?
Yeah, positive from last night. You know, I felt, despite going down, I think it was about 20 minutes ago, about the 78th minute when Marco Chindia scored from the corner kick, I felt that we lifted our game and we took the game to Athlone in the last 15 to 20 minutes. Probably, you know, without any out-and-out real chance, but, you know, physically, there was nothing wrong with us in the last 20 minutes. You know, the Monday's game, I don't think is an excuse, and I don't think any of the players will use that as an excuse. You know, we finished up fairly strongly, probably without maybe any out-and-out chance in the last 20 minutes. You know, as you said yourself in the lead-up there, the game could have gone either way. Just before they scored, Tony McNamee put in a set piece that Tommy McManigal took a great save out of the keeper that fell, you know, that we didn't get the rebound. So, yeah, very, very little in it in that case. But look, we're not going to lose too much sleep over. It's one game out of 28 that didn't go our way with another, I think it's 15 games to go.
And not even halfway, and of course that great start to the season, but as you've rightly been saying, I mean, there's a long, long way to go. And although you have that cushion, and maybe it was some consolation coming off the pitch to hear that Wexford had perhaps surprisingly slipped up against Shelburne, but the pack behind you, it's beginning to condense, and there's an awful lot of football left, and maybe Waterford and Cabinteely are somewhat adrift, but any one of the others, Cove may be doubtful, but certainly Athlone after that win last night, they're not out of it yet.
Absolutely not, Chris. I mean, we said it before, you know, you look at your Shelburnes, your Wexfords, your UCDs, your Athlones, we're in the mix with them, wherever that'll take us. You know, if we can, as I said before, if we can be in the top three come the end of the 28 games, we'd be very, very happy. And it'll take a fair effort to get into the top three with the quality and in the manner that other teams are improving. We also, as I said before, need to improve along with them to try and maintain our position or at least stay in the top half of the table, Chris.
Ollie, just can I get your views on the fact in the FAI Cup in the second round, it was a bad round from the First Division's point of view. Can you read anything into that, or was it a case of difficult opposition in some cases?
Well, I mean, I watched the only other game, bar our own, that I watched was Athlone against Liffey Wanderers. They scraped through against a very, very good junior side who won the Junior Cup, who would have probably a lot of experience. You're looking at Sheriff, the Bet UCD. No, Sheriff are the senior team there with a lot of ex-League Ireland players and John Lester. UCD would be, you know, a younger side in that manner. Our own game could have gone either way against Longford, who are a Premier Division opposition. No, I don't read a huge amount into, you know, what priority teams gave to the Cup in that division. I'm not quite sure. I know we prioritised it and we went to beat Longford, as anyone last Monday night could have seen for an effort that they made. Look, it's you know, it's irrelevant who or what are in the Cup. I think Athlone are the only side, Chris, that are still in the Cup in the First Division, which will leave a lot of the teams fresh and probably not as many games as what they might have had.
If we look at the league table, Ollie, Finn Harps on 28 points. You've just one defeat. The sides below you, they've had 3 defeats, 4 defeats, 5 defeats. There's been a lack of consistency amongst the other sides. Harps have had that consistency. And next up for you is a game against Wexford. Now, the fact that they lost 3-2 at home to Shelburne, they'll be hoping to bounce back. You'll be hoping to bounce back. It's a top-of-the-table clash. And I know it's early days yet, but the proverbial six-pointer, this is a particularly important game coming up.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, it's massive in that point of view. But like last night was huge. You know, away to Cove is huge. Away to Cabinteely, they're all serious games. And I think the one thing in the division, as I said before, is that any side could turn a team over, you know, home or away, on a given night. But yeah, the game against Wexford, with what they have to offer, they would certainly fancy themselves to go up. Be it, you know, they would see themselves as in, you know, maybe the top team in the division. And we've got to produce something like we produced last Monday to get anything out of next Friday night. But I've no doubt, you know, the lads will respond. Like, they were gutted in the change room last night, to give them credit. You know, it's certainly, you know, very, very disappointed to have got turned over. But at the same time, it's a good sign. It's a sign that, you know, maybe people care about it, as opposed to maybe moving on very quickly. So, yeah, you know, our thoughts are on Wexford on Friday night, which will be a huge game with what they have. They have a lot of quality, they have a lot of physical strength, and they mix the two of them very, very well. So that'll be another huge test, Chris, yeah.
And considering the weather last Monday against Longford, not a bad attendance at Finn Park, and whilst everybody trooping out of the ground, bar the small band of Longford fans, was disappointed with the outcome, there was also a sense that people felt, you know, Harps really have come on so much from this time 12 months ago. And I mean, it was a kick of a ball not getting through to the next round, and a lot of people came out with renewed hope and optimism about the rest of the season.
Look, I think anyone there on Monday could see the honesty and effort that the players put in, and that's something that was never lacking, Chris. You know, that's something that they'll give whatever they have to give. They'll give, you know. You know, you talk about possibly maybe a lack of quality in certain areas, you know, where teams may have one or two better talented players, but I don't think any of those lads that are there, their honesty and work rate and the commitment they put in, is ever in question. 12 months ago, to me, it was never in question. But, you know, we need to be patient. We need to produce something like the Longford Town display week in, week out, to have any hope of finishing in the top three places of the league that count. But I would look very positively on Friday night, and I think the players will, of course, will be hurting today, and rightly so, but I think they'll get over that very quickly and will be ready for Friday night, Chris.
And one last point, Ollie. This time last year, injuries and suspensions took its toll on the squad, and you didn't have the quite same strength and depth as you do this year. You have a couple of maybe players going to be missing games coming up shortly. Yeah. So how do you think things are going to pan out there?
Well, Jimmy McNulty and Raymond Fire suspended for Friday. Rory Keating had to come off just after half-time with a hamstring problem. It looks like he'll be out. So they'd be three, you know, key players that are unavailable. But as you said, you know, we probably have better strength and depth this year, and we'll have three players that will come in and step up to the mark. Of course, we'd like to have more options with those three available. But what didn't start last night, or what way we mix it up, I don't think we'll be found back in that area on Friday night, Chris.